Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. An Iranian researcher, his wife, and their three children, the youngest of whom is 7 months old, have been detained at Logan Airport since yesterday. Dr. Syed Mohsen Danavi is a visiting scholar. He was coming to work at Boston Children's Hospital. According to the hospital, he was issued a J-1 travel visa. The hospital says the family could be sent back to Iran this evening. For the latest, we're joined by WBUR Shannon Dooling, who's been following the story. Shannon, what do we know about why Dr. Danavi and his family have been detained?
We actually don't know much about why they've been detained. U.S. Customs and Border Protection spokeswoman Stephanie Malin issued a statement saying that Danavi and his family have been detained for, quote, reasons unrelated to President Donald Trump's executive order on some travelers from six predominantly Muslim countries, which included Iran, but instead that the stop was based on information discovered during the agency's review. So we're unclear as to exactly what that information is. I did speak with Prasant Desai. He is an immigration lawyer working on behalf of Boston Children's Hospital. And he says that Danavi and his family were detained as early as noon yesterday at Logan Airport. Desai tried to access Danavi and sort of get more information from him, but customs officials denied him. So things are still unclear.
He has been here before, as far as I know, but everything is murky right now. Just, you know, we don't have access to him. But he is a researcher. He has a relationship with a laboratory at Children's Hospital.
So clearly he has an existing relationship with the facility. Customs and Border Protection is saying, though, this detention is not related to the travel ban, as you said. Do you know what it could be that's holding up the family then?
Well, they did provide a few sort of broad examples of things that can hold people up at ports of entry. They do have broad authority, Customs and Border Protection agents, when it comes to admitting people for entry into the U.S. Even if you have a valid visa, there's no absolute guarantee that you will be allowed into the U.S. In that earlier statement from custom officials, you know, they said that visa holders can be denied for a range of reasons, and that includes health-related issues or even issues of criminality concerns. But again, according to Desai, the immigration attorney, it looks like the Danavi's visas were all in order. So even though the government says the detention has nothing to do with the travel ban, Desai says he remains concerned.
Even if it's not directly related, I think this is just an indication that folks from some countries will need to be even better prepared than normal.
So as of now, Shannon, Dr. Danavi and his family remain at Logan Airport. Any indication of when they might be sent back to Iran?
Well, we don't have a definitive, you know, indication, but they do remain, to the best of our knowledge, detained at Logan Airport as of now. It's been unclear exactly where within the airport they've been detained all this time, but Children's Hospital and Desai, the immigration attorney, say it's likely they will be sent back to Iran sometime this evening. In their statement, customs officials said that, quote, as is customary with individuals denied entry to the U.S., they will depart on the next scheduled flight.
WBUR Shannon Dooling. Thanks a lot, Shannon.
Thanks, Lisa.